Hello, and welcome to the Voice of Love radio show. Tonight we are here with you in a very active, energetic time, it feels like. Anna's with me tonight again, co-host Andy Domenico.
And Anna, hi, Denise. How are you?
There she is.
Okay. Hi. So how are you?
We are here together, and I thought tonight it would be a really wonderful idea to get us all centered into the heart space and kind of let go of all the things of the day. So I've asked Anne if she would go ahead and just start us with a bit of a meditation, a little quiet to silence our mind and help us to connect within. So, Anne, you want to go ahead and do that for us?
Sure. I'd be happy to.
You have to speak up, Anne.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to ask each of you to just center yourself wherever you are. If you're sitting in a chair, on the sofa, if you happen to be lying in a bed, just listening, I'm going to ask you to sit very comfortably or just be as comfortable as you can. And begin to focus on your breath. And as you focus on the breath, notice the ease of the breath. How gently it flows in and out of the body. And just be with that. And as the breath is flowing in and out, notice your body relaxing. It is just moving down into the seat, into the chair. You're dropping down into it, dropping down into the bed. Place attention on the back of the neck and the shoulders. And allow that area of your body to soften like butter. The shoulders dropping down, relaxing. And watch the breath flowing down the spine, allowing the entire body to be resting. Now drop your attention into your heart center. The heart center in the middle of your chest. See yourself sitting right in the middle of your heart. Breathe into that space and feel the softness, the gentleness of this area. Feel the spaciousness. And as you sit in this space, notice that there is light in the center of the heart where you sit. This is a radiant light. This is who you are. And notice that this light is radiating out from the center of your being, radiating out in all directions, radiating out beyond the body form, moving out, farther out, moving out into space. You are radiating out, moving into the expansion of yourself. Feeling yourself as the unlimitedness that you are. You are breathing with the universe. You are breathing God. Now, as this light radiates out from the center of your heart, notice that that can continue radiating out as you move your attention back to the breath. And once again, your focus is in the breath. While you allow yourself to remain in expanded form. And as you take these breaths and you feel the gentleness and ease of it, bring yourself back to a point in the room where you are. And know that you are bringing back with you your expanded self in awareness. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Anne.
You're welcome.
Okay, so as I open my eyes after the meditation, I look straight ahead of me and I'm seeing the word desire. Funny, I love the way it works. So what we're doing, for those of you who've been following us, sometimes we have channeling, sometimes we are working on the book The Bridge to Home, which is a series of 18 dharmas Jeshua gave through me. Anne is a co-author in that book. And we are on Dharma 2 tonight, which is desire. Now, we have sent out a recording for you to be able to play this freely over the next coming week. So for those of you who have not heard it or do not have it, you can go to my website, which is www.thebridgetohome.com, and it's there, and you can listen to it. I would suggest that you listen to it in the morning and in the evening at least a couple times a day. And much more goes on in the recording and the frequencies that are coming through as you're drinking it into your soul and digesting it within. So there's a lot that more that's going on than would meet the eye, let me say. So these dharmas are the bridge, the inner journey home to knowing once again that only love is real, and knowing it and having that be your known reality. It's the way of the mystic, of being able to look right through the veil and experience the real world that is right here with us. And as I read this Dharma on desire, keep in mind that this is not about desiring to manifest worldly material needs, beliefs, and things in that nature. Not that that is wrong or right, it's fine. But the purpose of this particular practice is to desire those things, those known feelings again, known reality within yourself that you are birthing within yourself. In other words, you want to be planting the most beautiful of gardens within you. Within you. So when he speaks of desire, and we'll speak about the feeling around desire, but remember that what we're really speaking to is to have the known experience of living as the peace of God when we talk about that. So with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and read the Dharma, and it's called Desire. Why desire, you may ask? Desire is what fuels creation. If you follow desire, you are seeing how you are creating your reality. You are a grand creator. You are one with love, light, Abba, all that is. You are one with that. Therefore, I say unto you, desire is your engine. It's your starting point for that which you will see in front of you. So begin to follow your desire. Listen to that voice of your own desire. Start with small things like, I desire to take a hot shower. Notice as you take your shower how it feels, for it is the feeling of the shower or the feeling the shower brings you that truly is the object of your desire. Following your desire brings you to these feelings. These feelings are your true heritage. So begin to follow and notice what you are desiring. Then you may want to say out loud, I desire peace. If you do desire peace now, allow every morning for the next 30 days to decree that I want the peace of God. Say this out loud to the universe that is truly only waiting for you to desire peace. It is literally waiting on you to decree this desire. I desire peace. Now, in the beginning, once you have decreed that you desire peace, you will go through a period, moments in your time, where you will come to see all that you alone have created that does not bring you to a place, a knowingness, an experience of peace itself. Notice these events, for they are your key to peace. Honor and allow these moments. Bless them with gratitude, for you and you alone have called them to yourself out of your grandness. The universe is you. The love that breathes it is the love that lives within you as you, if you would so allow it to be so. When you choose to experience peace, you must first discover the thought processes, the seeds in the garden of your consciousness that have been bringing forth moments very much unlike peace. These moments will come. They will come. They must. For in truth, you need to undo all that you have created unlike peace in your life. And to do this, you have to see and embrace all that you have created that is unlike the peace of God. It is as if when you choose for peace, you are bringing the light to all that you have created that is unlike that which you truly have been desiring. For a brief moment, you will experience those things that are in need of your love, bringing light to darkness, heaven to earth. Now you have the freedom to choose differently. For a moment, you will feel that things do not feel like peace. And this is good. Here is your edge. Here is where you get to pay attention. Come within to our shared heart of love and ask me this. I seem to have created something here that is unlike that which I truly desire. How can I transform this creation? What seed within me have I believed to be true about myself, from which has sprung forth an experience unlike the peace I so desire? What must I have believed to be true about myself that Jeshua would never believe about me? For as I believe, so I do experience. For as I believe, so I do experience. That voice, your voice within, will begin to guide your way. You will begin to undo that which no longer serves your glorious self so that your desire, peace, can descend upon you. That desire will help you to release everything that is unlike peace itself. It is the process of undoing the ego mind, and in its place comes forth your glorious self, light divine. As you realize all that is not the truth of you, that light can move into every space where before a belief in your unworthiness blocked its entry. Hear me well. Your belief in unworthiness, that you are somehow less than, undeserving, not quite up to snuff, those are the beliefs buried deep within the garden of your soul, which you and you alone must discover and bring back to love. For love alone heals all things. Peace will live in your heart, making it a sacred heart, a heart that lies right next to mine, one with my heart always. It is our sacred, holy heart in all ways. So Dharma 2, desire. For 30 days, follow your desire for peace, and also for that that is not peace, so you can release and let go of that which is not the truth of you. Do refer back to Dharma 1, which is allowance. Incorporate that with the desire piece. I am waiting patiently always for your return to yourself, which is oneness with me. Blessing. So, I'm going to give this over to Anne here in a second. I wanted to say a couple of things here that are striking me. For many of us now, there's an awful lot of, I'll just call them waves of light coming in. And with this full moon, I felt a very powerful wave of it come in. And when these waves of light come in, liken it to a tidal wave where it just wants to roll through you. And as the light comes through you like a wave with such great power as it is through all of us right now. Much of what's down in the basement, which is unconscious belief, fears, the deepest core fears, are coming to the surface. So our deepest desire is for peace. And as we are carrying that desire to know the peace of God, oftentimes, especially in these days, much is coming up for us that can allow us to see where we are creating unlike peace, what beliefs we're holding on to, deep core, hidden beliefs. And at the very end of this Dharma, what he's saying, I am waiting patiently, always for your return to yourself, which is oneness with me. So when I'm desiring peace, what he's saying that truly means is to know your oneness with me, with the one heart, the one divine heart, to know that reality for yourself. And Anne, I don't know if anything's coming up for you around that, or if there's anything you're feeling, but I'd like to turn it over to you for a moment, and maybe with that in mind, anything that you've going on with you, or anything that you want to bring forward and share about that.
Well, you were just saying something about, you know, what struck me as a desire for peace is the daily thought, I desire peace. It feels as though we're looking for that identity of who we are. Who we are. I am that peace, and yet when I'm walking through my daily life, I'm encountering experience after experience that says something else. And there was something that you said, and I, you know, it was in my head, and then it went right out after you said, okay, Anne, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Of course. Okay, but, so it'll come back. Just go blank for a minute and let it come back.
But it was about illusion. It was about becoming aware of our identity with the body, and holding ourselves in this fear place because we so identify with a body that, quite honestly, you know, you walk around in a body, you interact with bodies, you're doing things with a body, and yet to move into that communion with Jeshua, with the Sacred Heart, to be in oneness with that, to be in that peace that never leaves, that is always there, always present, is to know who I am, beyond physical form. You know, to be able to interact then in every moment, knowing it's illusion, knowing that I'm simply meeting an aspect of myself, knowing in each moment that what is coming to me, I have brought to myself so I can see where I am blocking myself from the very thing that I desire.
Right, that's a big piece right there. That's a very big piece. And it is... exactly what Anne is saying, the desire piece, the desire, our true deepest desire, when, as we've been living in this world or in reality, has been hidden from us. We don't really know until we wake up and we start this process that what we're truly desiring is to be who we are, and who we are is one with the power of love. We are the Christed mind, or you can call that whatever name you want, divine mind, but we are that mind of God, eternally of God, which is important to remember. We are the divine mind of God. So we're all that God is, right here within us, showing up in a body. And yet we are eternally being reminded that we are of God. So we are always in communion with something that is eternally grander than us. So it is for us to discover all the beliefs that we've held that aren't the truth about us. For how can you know what's true about you until you see what isn't? So this process, Anne and I have talked about before, and we have said the process of ascension truly is descension. It is descension down to the subconscious, allowing the light to come in, the grace to come in, and light up the corners of the basement. You know, like somebody going around with a flashlight down there, which is your higher self, lighting up all the areas where we've held beliefs about ourselves that simply aren't true. That simply aren't true. And the number one belief that is the mother of all of our creations that we have bought into is guilt. It's guilt that we could ever be guilty. And that seed is buried so deeply. And until we can find how we keep creating from that belief, our peace will elude us. Because when we can be who we truly are, which is the servant, the body is only here to be the servant of love, so that love can move through it unimpeded and just extend out wherever we are. And when we're in our daily life and we come up to into resistance, somebody might say something or whatever's going on, and we react or we're in resistance to it, right there's your edge. Because if you're pure love, not one thing in your outer world can stir your feathers. That is really saying something. And I'm going to let you take from there whatever is coming up for you.
Well, there were two things, and one is...
I'll talk up a little bit.
Okay.
So I can hear you.
all right, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Two things. One is... Yeah, just tell me if you can hear me.
Okay.
One is the... I'm thinking of the meditation, that I didn't know what the meditation was going to be until I started doing it.
Right.
And I realized towards the end of the meditation, what was happening was that there's an identity piece that we are light radiating out beyond into unlimitedness, and then bringing our focus back to the breath within the physical form, which is relating to what you're saying, that the higher self, divine self of us, or that which we are, is that which radiates out of the body, fuels the body, and is so much more. That is who we are. But yet then we bring that focus of who we are in expanded form back into the body, so that we now have this focus within a physical vehicle. And I thought, oh, that's what's happening in this meditation, that the identity is expanded form and then fueling this physical form.
Right.
So expansion. So in that sense, I felt it was very beautiful to be able to bring the two together.
Mm-hmm.
Then you mentioned Christ mind, and that we are all one within this mind. And I think of, you know, so often when we use these phrases and terms, they are more of the intellect, and I'm always asking, how do I get it to the feeling center of me so I understand it from a knowing place or a more experiential place? How do I get that? And I'm, of course, go through the intellect, and I think in terms of energy, that when I think of my body as energy rather than the physical density, that at the unseen level it's energy, and that all that exists is made up of energy, in terms of science that we know at this point, that it's all energy, then there is no separation in that unseen place as it appears in physical reality. So in the physical realm, everything appears separate. Yet in the unseen realm of energy, all is one. It is all energy moving, and it's all one. So that's how I begin to conceive of Christ mind as all one. So I can open my physical eyes and see many bodies, lots of things, tables, chairs, lamps, all is separate. They all have individual names. But yet when I close my eyes and I think in terms of energy, I simply become one with all of it.
Right.
And that is very helpful for me in understanding then how I, when I create, and I'm creating unlike love, and I'm looking at what's coming to me in terms of experience, I can embrace it. I can take it in. I can see it as really an aspect.
As a part of you.
Me.
You can see it as a part of yourself that is asking.
Yes.
If it doesn't feel like love, then it's a part of yourself that's asking for your love, your embrace.
Yes.
In the Dharma itself, there's a. I'm going to reread something here that's very. It says a lot, and it's in such few words. It says, as you release all that is not the truth of you, which is what we're speaking about, that light can move into every space where before a belief in your unworthiness blocked its entry. So what is that really saying? As I've experienced that through so much releasing over the last few years, what it's speaking to, as I'm letting go of what's not the truth of me, as I'm choosing and desiring the peace of God, and up is coming things, and I'm paying attention, and I'm watching my reactions, and I'm seeing that I'm not in peace right now. It says, as you release all that is not the truth of you, that light can now move into every space. So as you're releasing in your all energy, as you're releasing density, you are creating more space for more light to enter your being. And as that light can move into every space, now he's saying, where before a belief in your unworthiness blocked its entry. Hear me well. Your belief in unworthiness, that you are somehow less than, undeserving, not quite up to snuff, those are the beliefs buried deep within the garden of your soul, which you and you alone must discover and bring back to love. So unworthiness. Do I really believe I'm worthy of experiencing who I really am and knowing it and feeling it? And if I truly am desiring that, am I willing to release and embrace what's coming up that is unlike that in my experience, in my known reality? And last night I had an experience I'll share, because I found it really helpful, and I hope it'll be easy to understand. I'm going to try to make it easy. I was sitting up on the bed, and I could feel I'm very sensitive to the waves of light coming in, and I was feeling this wave of light coming in. And as it was coming in, I heard, anything that's coming to you from outside of you, when you are in peace, when you are in the heart, should be able to move through you without any reaction, just moving through you, energy. Then I heard, now what's arising within you and up through you and within you is where you pay attention. Because as energy is moving towards you, whatever it's coming from, through whether it be a body, a place, a thing, TV, doesn't matter. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. As it's coming at you, and you're noticing your peace, you're noticing coming up fear, you're noticing coming up everything on my peace, you're noticing whatever it is, it doesn't feel like love. Right then, you know that you've taken a thought that isn't the truth of your reality. And that really helped me. Because it's like, okay, so if I can't just let everything that's going on move right through me, then there's a seed down there in my garden of my consciousness that's asking for my love. It's coming up, whether it be fear or whatever that could be. So do you find that helpful, Anne? Is that...
Yeah, absolutely. The words that come are, let nothing disturb your peace. And when I hear what you're saying, that's exactly my experience as well, that as soon as I'm noticing anything other than being in the flow, I call it, but when I'm in the flow, it's just, there's no thought. It's just, I'm in the flow and just life seems to be moving through me. But as soon as there's anything that's even slightly disturbing, you know, I might feel a mild sadness or something. But as soon as something like that happens now, I'm recognizing that there is something to look at. There is something that needs to be seen because I'm holding out on myself, shall I say. There's some resistance someplace, and so it's important for me to take a look at that so that I can see what the thought is that I'm holding, because really it's only a thought, but if I don't look at it, then it stays there, and it remains part of the belief system that then still keeps me limited. So,
right.
Yes, what you were saying was definitely my experience as well.
I think, too, one of the main things that holds us here in the duality piece, that is a very, well, we all do, but it's, Anne brought it up earlier, the image piece, and I'm going to use the word labels right now. If I label anything, like, let's say, mother, son, daughter, tree, whatever it is. Once I label it, I'm going to experience it as that. If I take the labels off of everything and am just present in the moment, knowing that only love is real, I have a whole different experience. So it is in the labeling of form that we get caught up, of course, in duality, in the lack of love piece, the unworthiness piece. But when we can really, really work on letting the labels go and just see it all as energy being brought to you on a silver platter constantly, and the energy is asking of you, what do you think about this? What are you feeling with this? However, if we could just step back for a moment within each now arising moment, because there's only now, and be present and choose in that moment, I want to desire the peace. I desire the peace of God. Then that will be your experience. That's how powerful our choice is. And the experience comes from the choice. So letting go of labeling person, place, thing is very helpful. Because I know for me, especially, I have three children. They're all grown. And it's always going to be the family that's going to be the ones that are going to bring us these gifts that are going to ask for our love, because they're the closest in our heart as we know it to be in this reality. But when I take the label off of that, there's no specialness. There's just what they are, the Christ light, and it's everything and everyone is that. And I choose to experience my moments with another from that place. Then you begin to know who you are. And the more that you come to know who you are, the easier it is to see that within everybody else and everything else. It's automatic. So the labeling, Anne and I talk about this often, and it's not an easy piece, is it?
No. Not at all. I don't think one can really experience peace when in relationship with others, and we really take in those relationships as special. And that pretty much is everybody on the planet. I think that is how we live. We live within family units. We are committed in every way to our partners, our children, our parents, our siblings, you know, to extended families. We have loyalties. It really is very, very deep-seated. So when I consider the statement, I want the peace of God, that's what I desire. I desire peace. Well, there will be no peace for me as I interact with family members and begin to realize that I have expectations of them and of myself in relation to them. And there will be no peace because of those expectations. So it's in recognizing expectations, letting go of expectations. And that is huge. That is really a huge thing. That is a revolution within a family, to be honest. And you and I both have experienced that.
Yeah.
Truly a revolution when we begin to choose peace above all else. When that becomes the only desire, my goodness.
Well, and then that peace that Anne's talking about, that inner peace, see, this is the journey within, the kingdom is within. As you can carry peace, now we'll go back to Anne's meditation, where you see, and she was giving us an expanded view of ourselves by the inner light, and then it's radiating out all it's vastly around us. We are so expansive. When you are carrying peace within, Jeshua says, as you carry that peace within and cultivate it by watering your seed of peace every day. So think of your subconscious as a garden where the seeds you plant are what you will experience. So as you're planting that seed of peace every day and watering it and then discovering whatever is unlike peace within you, but as you're doing that, just think of that huge, expansive space where Anne was talking about tonight in the meditation, that everywhere you walk before you now, ahead of you, peace will be ahead of you because it's all you. Because it's all you. This is moving into the real oneness piece here that we are in. This is 2012. We are in oneness, unity consciousness. So where does the peace begin? Does it begin by going out in the world and yelling for peace and screaming for peace and putting... No. It begins right here within us. And as we expand and as we grow more and more light into our whole energetic field, we're radiating that out into the whole, touching every heart. and it walks before us. And that, he says, is a promise kept, which that means something. That means it's a promise. So to cultivate peace is to nurture that within you, to desire it, to choose for it in the midst of whatever might be arising. And I can tell you as of today, I did not have an easy day with it at all. You know, and I've been doing this for a long time. A lot of things were coming up, and I was just not in a place of peace. And I got to see a lot of my edges. And was it comfortable today for me? No. But do I know that I'm going to get to go back and look at those pieces and embrace them and then choose again, thus transcending it? Because love will heal it? Yes. So this is the process of alchemy of the soul, turning water into wine. And that's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, Denise, I had something come up about image. So I wondered if I might say something in connection with the piece.
Yes.
And image. Okay. So I'm thinking about peace and having peace and image in all its ways is such, what shall I say, a thorn in one side when we're looking for peace. Because when we're driven by social image, by physical image, by family image, by spiritual image, when
yes,
we're driven by image, it is a big one. It really is. When we're driven by image in any way, there is no peace because it is the way of the world, the way of illusion to keep us hooked into what we will never be satisfied with. Because
exactly.
Here is a piece of this image. And it's true of everything in the illusion. But the thing about image is, if we aspire, let's say, to have the perfect body, and let's say we achieve this perfect body, the fear then is, can I maintain this perfect body? And so there is never a time where there's...
And of course the answer to that is no.
No. Of course. No.
Nothing
of
here
course.
Of this of this unreal world, nothing no. here is permanent. It's all
But it's the
temporary.
Same with social image, and it's the same with family image, and with spiritual image, it is so much about, if I've been doing this for 125 years, I should be at least here. And you know what? I'm not going to allow myself to see that I'm not where I think I'm supposed to be. And that is such a huge wall to moving into where we truly desire to be. It's not easy seeing it. It just isn't. We
no,
want to run
but
away
it does
from
come. The beautiful thing about the bridge to home is that when you make this choice to come home to your true self, the bridge is already in place. You created it before you ever came into your body, your higher self. What that means is the moment you make the choice to come home to your divine self, one with self, heaven on earth, whatever term you want to give that, there is a bridge, and it is already laid out for you, and it is living you. It is living you. And when we can truly accept that, we go back to the first dharma, which is allowance. There's a purpose for that word. You can even feel it in your body. When you say, I'm going to allow this to be just the way it is, you can feel the spaciousness open within
right.
you. And that's the heart. That tells you, now I'm in the heart, because I am allowing what is to be exactly how it is. So there's our first clue, is if we can be in that place. And why is that important? Because now life, love, is living you. And your perfect journey home has already been laid out for you. All you have to do is walk the bridge and allow now. And you're going to get to see everywhere where you resist what's coming. But know that it's already been done for you. And that is really helpful, because what that means is, like Anne's saying, these pieces start to come up, but they come up on their own. They come up in their perfect moment, so you don't have to be searching for them. Because once you start working with the Dharmas and you're in that place, they are going to come up for you. So I'm trying to ease this place for everyone to understand that it is already the bridge for each of us. Our own unique one is already laid out for us. And it begins with allowing that to be so for you. And then moving with the now, moving with the flow, noticing when we're in resistance. And as we do, that's when the pieces start to come up. Is that how you've experienced it? I know that way too.
Well, absolutely. I was going to say I love the being in the now piece, because I think of it as moving out of linear time. And when I move into the now, I don't think about the past, and I'm not thinking about future. I'm just thinking about now. And if I can hold a focus on the now, then I'm always addressing what's before me, and I'm addressing it now, saying, what is this? What's going on here? What does this bring me? What's
and you're also staying out of the future, and the now the past will come up in your now as part of this process, and that's in your now, which means it's now. Which means it's now. But when we notice we're going into the future, that's where you'll notice fear will arise. If we can stay out of the future and be in the now, this moment is absolutely divine. I live in a bubble of love. This is a perfect moment. That place is where we want to be. That space within that holds the peace. And it takes practice. This is a retraining of the mind, a total retraining of the mind. And we're getting close to the end here. I wanted to say real quick for anybody that joined us later in the show, the Dharma we're speaking about is called desire. You can listen to it, and as I'm suggesting, at least a couple times a day. It's at my website, www.thebridgetohome. What else did I want to say? One more thing. We're going to be doing a live channeling. Going to be about what it is to be love. And if anybody's interested in that, that's not already subscribed to my website, it is free, and you're interested in knowing about when the channeling is going to be, send me an email at Denise Anew, DeniseAnew, @AOL.com, and I'll send you more information. And Anne, is there anything that you wanted to give out?
No, not really. I actually was going to say something about the last thing you were talking about before you were mentioning those things, but you just want to make sure that everybody has your website address and where to go for the Dharmas if they're interested in seeing them, and the beautiful ebook. By the way, that ebook is just beautiful. It's just set up.
The ebook
lovely.
Is on, thank you. Yeah, the ebook is on my website.
Beautiful.
It's you can download it for only, I think it's only $7.99. It has all the Dharmas. And also, we are doing recordings. So if you get the ebook and then you also want the recordings so you can listen to them, send me an email and we'll get you the recordings too so you can listen to it on tape. It is 556. And give out your website real quick, would you?
My website? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It's www.emergeconsultingllc.com. And I'll spell that. It's E-M, as in Mary, E-R-G-E, consulting, LLC.com.
Okay. So with that, everybody, remember to desire peace. That's the goal. Thanks for joining us tonight with this beautiful practice that we've been given by this beautiful master of love, Jeshua. Who brings such beautiful gifts, and he's right there waiting inside of your being for you to enter that sacred heart and commune with your voice of love. The purpose of these dharmas is for you to be able to hear your own voice of love. So, Anne, thanks for joining tonight and being with me here. It was wonderful to have you. She'll be with me again week after next. We'll be probably working on Dharma 3 at that point, which is surrender. And everybody have a beautiful, beautiful night. God bless.